Shalom to all. Today's office Chol Daf Lamed Zayin. We're starting right at the top with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Sarah Bas Biyakim Maisha Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Hashechet is a Mesukenes. If a person shechs an animal, that's a Mesukenes. Mesukenes means it's in danger of dying. It's about to die. It could be because it was sick. Maybe it was just old. It's not like anything happened to it. It's not like another animal attacked it or some other extreme situation. It was just at death's door. It was about to die. I shech the animal before it died. So in order for us to determine that it actually died through Shechita and didn't die before the Shechita, we have to look for a number of signs. Now, what are those signs? So, Shimon Gamliel Omer, according to someone from Gamliel Omer, it has to be mefarches, which means it has to jerk its hand and foot. Yad is the front leg, regal is the back leg, and that jerking shows us that it died because of Shechita, not before the Shechita. Whereas Blazer Omer, he says, Dayim Zinka, it's enough if just blood sprayed out of it, Bechayzek, strongly, and that shows us that it died because of the Shechita. And Rabbi Shimon, he tells us, Hashaycha Belaila, if a person shechs at night, so he can't see if the blood shot out strongly, Ulamachar Hishkim, the next day woke up early, and he found that the walls of the area of the Shechita, not the walls of the room, but basically the walls of the neck of the animal, they were full of blood. Ksher is kosher. Why is that Shezinka? Because clearly the blood shot out strongly. Just like Rabbi Lazar. The Chamim say that no. It either has to do this pirchos, it has to do this jerking, either with a yad or a regal, or it has to move its tail. And there's Echad Behemadaka, Echad Behemagasa, whether small animal or a large animal. However, there's going to be a slight difference. Behemadaka, Shabashta Yad of Olayach Zira, Psula. If a small animal, after Shechita, it just stretched out the yad, but it didn't bring it back into itself, it's pasul. She'ina elohi tzos nefesh bavad, because that stretching out of the yad is really just an expression of it dying, but that's no proof that it died because of the Shechita. Maybe it died right before the Shechita. Lastly, the Mishnah says, when are all these things stated that we have to look for this sign or that sign? That's only shahiz b'chazak mesukenes. If it was b'chazaka, that it was mesukenes, that it was in danger of dying. Avol m'hayz b'chazakas bria, but the chazaka was that it was healthy and well and there was no issues with it. Afilu ein ba echad mikol simanim halalu k'sheira, even if it has none of these simanim, it's 100% kosher. So Mar begins by discussing a fundamental question before we even get to the topic of what exactly is a mesukenes. It first asks, mesukenes mimai desharya. How do you know mesukenes is mutter to eat in the first place? You know it was a mesukenes, you shechted it, you saw the proper signs, the Mishnah says you could eat it. Who says you're allowed to eat it? So right away the Gemara turns around the question. We might taste a kadaitin to asira. Why would you have a havamina that it's usher to even ask this question that how do you know that it's mutter? So the answer to that is because the pasuk says zoysa chaya sher toichlu. And even though it's specifically talking about different types of animals, the drash is as follows: chaya achol v'she'ini chaya loy achol. Only if it's alive are you allowed to eat it, but if it's not alive, you're not allowed to eat it. And v'hamasukenes is animal is mesukenes ain't a chaya. It's not considered a chaya. And so from this pasuk we see pretty clearly that if it's a mesukenes, you are not allowed to eat it. So now we have to show that based off of the signs given in the Mishnah, one would be allowed to eat the mesukenes because again that proves that it died because of the shechita, not before the shechita. So where does this come from? The Amar Rachmana from the fact that the pasuk says nevela loy se achel, don't eat nevela mechal mesukenes sharia. That's mashma that mesukenes is permitted. If you want to say it's usher to eat a mesukenes, well hashda mechayim asira. Now if it's ready usher to eat even when it's still alive, because the mesukenes didn't die yet, it's still alive, but you're already telling me in that state that it's usher to eat this animal. Well acher misa mibaya, do you even have to tell me that an animal that died without shechita, just a regular nevela, that you're not allowed to eat it? It must be that since we have a separate pasuk that tells us not to eat a nevela, then a nevela and a mesukenes are two separate types of animals, and there are certain situations that one would be allowed to eat an animal that was a mesukenes. Ask the Gemara of Dilma, maybe a hainu nevela, hainu mesukenes. The nevela and mesukenes are really the same thing, and the pasuk of nevela is telling us about the lav, and the pasuk of mesukenes, which again is this pasuk of zoysa chaya sher toichlu, that's an isra say, but they're really referring to the same type of animal. The Gemara says, don't think that, because the pasuk says, v'chi yamos min habehem asher hi lochem l'achon geben of lasa. What do we learn from here? La'acher misu dekai rachman nevela, mechayim lo ikra nevela. It's only after it dies is it called nevela, as the pasuk said very clearly, v'chi yamos, and then it says, hanu geben of lasa, so only then it's called nevela, but mechayim, when it's alive, it's not called nevela. Ask the Gemara who says, v'dilma la'ilam eim l'cha hainu nevela hainu mesukenes. Maybe I could still tell you that nevela and mesukenes are really the same thing. It's just that mechayim be'asei, when it's still alive, a person has isra asei to eat it. Again, that's the earlier pasuk of and la'achar misa, after it actually dies, belav, then a person has a lav to eat it. So still, it could be referring to the same thing. The Gemara says, you're right, we're not able to learn based off of the pasuk of nevela that a mesukenes is allowed to be eaten in certain situations because really maybe nevela and mesukenes are the same thing. So we try a different attempt. Elamid amar rachmana trefa la'siachel, rather since the pasuk tells us that we're not allowed to eat a trefa, mechala the mesukenes, sharia smash and the mesukenes is mutter. Why? Disak the mesukenes asira, if you want to say the mesukenes is asir, well, hashta mesukenes, deloy mechsura asira. Now that we're talking about a mesukenes, it's not missing anything. There's nothing inherently wrong with the animal. Maybe it's just very old, so it's about to die. It's not missing anything. It's still usher to eat. Well, trefa mibaya, you would have to even say a trefa. We know that when an animal is a trefa, it's missing something very significant. It has a hole somewhere, or it's missing a limb or something like that. As of for sure, that would be usher to eat. And from the fact that the pasuk has to point out that you're not allowed to eat a treifa, it must be the mesukenis and treifa are different, and the mesukenis would be allowed to be eaten. Says the Gemara, not a raya. V'dolma hainu treifa and mesukenis. Maybe treifa and mesukenis are really the same thing. And the way that we understand treifa in this context is not the classic understanding, like up until now, that it has this major health defect. It's just referring to an animal that's about to die. And why would we need two psukim, one for mesukenis and one for treifa, if it's really the same thing? The answer is lavar al basev lois asay. It tells the one's going to be over both an asay and a lois asay. The asay is the pasuk mesukenis. The lois asay is the treifa. Ask the Gemara if that's so. Im kain nevela, because rechmona lamali. Then why would we have to have a pasuk of nevela? Because we could always say mami chayim kayala belav ve'asay. Everyone is still alive. A person's going to be over both a lav and an asay. Well, achar misa, after it dies, and now it's called a nevela. Mibayi, you have to even say a person's going to be over. Of course, it's going to be over. So maybe it turns out that nevela actually is extra. Says the Gemara, no, because v'delma hainu nevela hainu treifa hainu mesukenis. It's possible that really nevela treifa mesukenis all have the same din. And the reason we have separate pasuk for all of them is because v'lav or all of b'shnei lav v'asay, to tell us a person's going to be over two lavim and an asay, a lav for nevela, a lav for treifa, and a asay for mesukenis. And really, none of these pasukim are actually to teach us that one's allowed to eat a mesukenis under certain circumstances. The Gemara says, fine, ela mehacha, rather from here. The pasuk tells us, v'chelu nevela v'chelu treifa ye'asal chal malacha, the chelev of a nevela or treifa is allowed to be done for any work, meaning you're allowed to use it, but v'achal eis echluhu, don't eat it. And the question is, v'ar mayar l'may hachsa amr ha'tayro, for what purposes does the Torah mention this? We definitely don't have to say don't eat it, because we already have a different pasuk that tells us don't eat chelev. So what do we have to have this pasuk for? It must be tells us as follows, yavay eser nevela v'yachal eser chelev, yavay eser treifa v'yachal eser chelev. Take the eser of nevela and have it apply to the eser of chelev, and the eser of treifa and have it apply to the eser of chelev. In other words, when the pasuk says v'chelev nevela v'chelev treifa yasal chal malacha v'achal eser chluhu, that's telling us there's already eser to eat certain chelev from the animal, but now this animal is also nevela or it's also a treifa. That tells us if a person eats that chelev, he's over two isurim, one for chelev and one for nevela, or one for chelev and one for treifa. Now I'm sorry, now based on top, if you want to say that treifa is really the same thing as mesukenes, well, lichta rechmana, then the Torah should just write chelev nevela yasal chal malacha, chelev of nevela that can be used for any work, v'chelev treifa loisay chlu, and the chelev of a treifa don't eat it. And v'na'amina, I'd be able to build from there. Umami chayim asi iser treifa chayil iser chelev, that just like when it's alive, the iser of treifa is going to come and be able to be applied to the iser of chelev to say that there's a double iser. Well, achar misa mibaya, after misa, do I even have to say that? And I would know that the same thing would apply to nevela, that the iser of nevela would apply to the iser of chelev as well for a double iser. Element the kasvar achmar nevela from the fact that the pasuk did write nevela was that tell us mechalal treifa live han mesukenes, the treifa is not mesukenes. In other words, from the fact that the pasuk had to say this din by both a treifa and a nevela, that tells us that the stage before it became nevela, namely when it was a mesukenes, it still is permitted. Because again, if it was already usher in the state of mesukenes, then we wouldn't have to mention nevela at all. However, maskevla mar bar avashi asks as follows: v'delmo la'im emlecha hainu treifa hainu mesukenes. Maybe Rabbi could tell you that treifa mesukenes have the same din. And from that which you would ask, so why does the pasuk mention nevela at all? I could tell it's referring to something else. Nevela deloy asim kach mesukenes. It could be referring to a nevela that didn't come from an animal that was mesukenes. Vehechi dami, what would that case be? Shasa gistra. It could be where he cut the animal in half. Usually, when an animal dies, it becomes just a regular nevela. The stage right beforehand, it was a mesukenes. It was just about to die, and then it did die. But in the case where it got chopped in half, that gistra was cut into two, so it never had that stage of being a mesukenes before nevela because it wasn't about to die. It went from living to dead in one moment. Maybe it's that type of nevela the pasuk was referring to. The Gemara says that can't be because hasam nami, there also e efshar d'lehav mesukenes purta mikmi d'lefsek l'ruba. It's impossible that it wasn't considered a mesukenes even for a little bit before the majority of the animal was cut. In other words, he's cutting the animal in half. There's going to be at least one point in time right before he gets through the majority of the animal, right there, it's not dead yet, but it's a mesukenes. It's about to die, and so we really see that every case of nevela comes from a mesukenes, and therefore this question of Mar Avashi is invalid. You might say an alternative we can answer, imkin, if it's really so, that mesukenes and nevela and treifa are the same thing, selema chelev nevela v'treifa. The pasuk should just say the chelev nevela and of treifa, grouping them together. Chelev, chelev lamali. Why does it say chelev twice? Why does it say chelev nevela v'chelev treifa? Why mention them separately? It must be telling us as follows, zuhi she'en chalav achalak m'bsara. This one that we're talking about, meaning the animal the pasuk is referring to, the chelev is no different than the meat. It's asur to eat the chelev and it's asur to eat the meat because it's a nevela. But v'yashcha acheres, you have another animal that its chelev is different than its meat. Ve'izun, what is that? Zumesukenes, it's mesukenes. That the chelev of the animal is usher to eat because it's chelev, so it's usher, but the meat is mutter, so we see that mesukenes is permitted to eat. Alternatively, we can learn from here, which is a totally different source. This has to do with a response that Yecheskel made to Hashem. Va'oimar, and then I said, this is Yecheskel Navi speaking, aha, Hashem alaikim, hine lafshe loy mutma'a, behold, my soul never became tamei, unevelu treifa loy achalti min urai vad ata, and I never ate nevel regular trefra from my youth up until now, v'loiba b'fi b'sar pigol, and basar that was pigol never came into my mouth. You have to understand what each part of this pasuk is referring to. Hinei nafshi loy mutma, behold my nefesh never became tamei. What's that referring to? Shalai her harti b'yayim, it means I never had hira, I never had improper thoughts during the day, lovely day tum b'layla, that caused tumma at night. And then when he said, unevelo trefa loy chalti min urai, what's that referring to? Of course you're not allowed to eat nevelo trefa, that's an isra d'araisa, so why would Yecheskel be saying, wow, I never was over an isra d'araisa like that? It must be saying as follows, shalai chalti b'sar kos kos me'olam, I never ate meat that was kos kos. What does that mean? So kos is another word to shecht, meaning when you tell somebody to shecht an animal, you'll tell them, kos, go shecht it. And this lashon of kos kos means that the animal was about to die, in other words, it was a mesukenes, and so they told the person, kos kos, quickly shecht it before it dies. So Yecheskel is saying, I never ate that. And then when he said, v'loy baba fi b'sar pigol, what's this referring to? Shalai chalti b'meh b'shahar b'chacham, I never ate from an animal that a chacham paskin that it's okay, meaning there was a shayla on the animal, and it turned out that it was mutter, I never ate from that animal. They said that was referring to I never ate from an animal that the parts that are supposed to be separated and given to a kayin weren't taken off. I never ate from that animal. And here we come to the proof, and it's regarding the middle statement of Shalai Basar Kos Kos Me'olam. If you want to say that eating from Mesukenes is permitted, that's the whole chiddush of what Yecheskel was saying, that I never ate from Basar Kos Kos. I never ate from Mesukenes, even though it's permitted. El Yamar Dasira, but if you want to say that it's usher to eat from it in the first place, my Ruzi Dicheskel. What's so great about what Yecheskel was saying, that I never ate from Mesukenes? If anyway, you're not allowed to eat from Mesukenes. It must be, we learn from here, that you're allowed to eat from Mesukenes. Now that we concluded that, we get to another basic question. Hechidam Mesukenes. What exactly is Mesukenes? What does that mean? How are we supposed to know if an animal is Mesukenes or not? So Rabbi Hudam Ravi answers, Kol Shom Midam Aysav Enoy Medes. Any animal that you try to get it to stand up and it's simply not able to stand up, that's considered Mesukenes. Rabbi Chani Bar Shlomi Shmei Rav Amar, he clarifies, Afilu Echelz Bekalyos. Even if it's strong enough that it could eat pieces of wood, it's still Mesukenes if it can't stand up. And Rabbi Bar Cheskel Amar, he says, Afilu Echelz Kairos. Even if it's able to eat beams of wood, so it's very strong, has great jaws, and its teeth are strong, it doesn't make a difference. If it can't stand up, that's considered Mesukenes. Now, Basura Masni Hachi. In Surah, this is what they had taught, meaning what we just learned. However, Pomodisa Masni Hachi and Pomodisa, they taught as follows. Hechidam Mesukenes, what is Mesukenes? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Shemamidin Oysav Einay Medes, Va'afilu Echelz Bekayos, whereas Rambar Cheskel Amar, he says, Afilu Echelz Kairos, even if it's able to eat beams, but again, they're all in agreement that if it can't stand up, it's considered Mesukenes. Now, we're going to stop for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow discussing and defining the Mishnah's Lashon of Pirchos, that it has to kick or jerk or move its arm or leg back and forth. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.